就讲故事。
No philosophies or history, just stories.
好，那主耶稣升天之后，就彼得他们就出去传了，就开始有教会了。
After Jesus ascended, Peter began the ministry preaching God's word.
这就是地上的教会。
This is the third church.
下午真的是纯讲故事哈。
We really will just tell stories this afternoon.
然后他们就出去传了，出去传遇到什么？
What did they encounter when they went out to preach?
到哪里有很多人信，然后呢，有很多人不信，不信了就怎么样
？So what happened when they met up with people believing and unbelieving?
不信有的时候逼迫，对不对
？Some persecution came.
那保罗被逼迫怎么样
？What happened to Paul when he was persecuted?
现在我们要讲教会历史里面的第一个就是什么逼迫。
So we'll talk about the persecution stage during church history.
这个逼迫呢是主后33年有了教会之后的历史。
This persecution commenced about 33 AD, 33 years after the death of Jesus.
一直到313年结束。
And it ended around 313 AD.
所以这个逼迫历史是这一段的历史。
Therefore, the persecution era was in this time frame.
那我们就一个一个来讲。
And we'll talk about it one by one.
使徒时代是主后33年的事情，对不对
？The apostolic era started 33 years after Jesus' death.
使徒他们说逼迫。
The apostles were severely persecuted.
所以我们现在讲一些逼迫历史，就是都是故事，哈，没有哲学。今天早上可能讲太多哲学，我感觉没有哈，但是有人听得头脑胀，所以下午就纯讲故事。
Because we're talking about persecution of apostles, there will be just historical stories, no philosophies like this morning.
主后64年之前的迫害。如果你们看那个《使徒行传》的话，是谁在迫害啊？
Prior to 64 AD, who was the main persecutor?
犹太人啊。
The Jews.
他们自己的同胞。
They're the same people.
就是犹太教，很少那个官府的人迫害。
The people severely adhering to Judaism.
就是几乎没有，甚至那个他们被抓到官府去那个该流哈。做巡抚的时候，他还不理耶。他说：“哎呀，这个叫他讲就讲嘛，你为什么把他坐在这里？就不管他，保罗被人家打，他也不理，有没有？”《使徒行传》。
所
以在这个之前呢，都是一般的人跟人之间的犹太教的，或是犹太会堂里面的人的迫害。
Before 64 A.D., it was more persecution on a personal level.
那64年就有一个皇帝，你们都很熟悉的，叫做尼禄皇帝。
And 64 A.D. came about the reign of Emperor Nero.
他在七月的时候，主后六十六年七月，他放火烧罗马城。
July of 64 A.D. he used fire to destroy Rome.
就好像美国国庆不久放烟火这样，他。把那个城市放火烧了，啊，他就站在上面看，很高兴这样，哇，都要烧的这样，有搬东西哈，你火烧到现在要搬东西对不对？那很紧张啊，他看得很高兴。
To him,
怒带狂啊。
To him was like Independence Day in America, where fireworks are going off, and he was enjoying people being burned.
然后他放完之后，人家怪罪他，他说哎，这个是基督徒放的。
Afterwards, people blame him for the fire, but he said this is caused by the Christians themselves.
他说把基督徒抓来了。
So he captured all the Christians.
所以这是第一次的以皇帝的命令来迫害基督徒。
So this is the first persecution that was under the decree of a emperor.
啊，抓来之后呢，把人呢绑在柱子上面。
And after they're captured, he would tie these people on poles.
然后浇一些油。
And he would throw oil on them.
然后就点火，然后放点稻草，然后点火让人烧，好像把人当成一个火炬哈， 那个火把一样，那摆在那个罗马城里面，这样到晚上点起来，那胖人比较糟糕，因为燃烧的比较久嘛，瘦的一下就烧死了。
And he would light.
就这样点人呢，让人点火炬。
He would light these human statues on fire as if there were torches, and the fat people would burn longer.
是这样子，那就是，然后你有听过竞技场的故事，对不对？竞技场那个 amphitheater。
Oh, have you been to an amphitheater?
就是把人放在竞技场里面跟野兽来搏斗。
It is in the amphitheater that a man was thrown with wild beasts to fight.
然后他比较残忍的，因为你搏斗的话一下就死掉了。他把人哈、哦、像人，把你装在一个羊的皮里面，然后放在那里，然后放野狗来咬。因为野狗咬不死啊，你包在里面，你也不晓得它要咬到你哪里，对不对？那狗也不晓得，它就随便咬，可能它抓那个羊的脚，可能就抓到你的鼻子，一下抓你鼻子，抓耳朵，这样整个人被那野狗这样咬死。
Even more cruel was he, he would tie human beings, within the skin of a sheep, and the wild dogs would come and bite it, and you would not die, and you would not see where it's coming from.
就是这次的第一次的大迫害，那个。教会受迫害的时候
，and this is the first major persecution that the church experienced.
那在这个当中呢，保罗啦、彼得他们都死掉了。在这个次的迫害之后
，after this set of persecution, Paul and Peter they have passed away by now.
有那个保罗传哈，还有彼得传，有空的话可以看看，就是描写他们怎么样死的。
And from the
apocryphal
Pauline episodes and the Peter episodes, we can see how
they happen. 在那个 apocryphal 里面的那个 Paul's Act 跟那个Peter Act.
The Paul and Peter Act in the apocrypha.
那这次破案之后，66年的话，记那个名字不记不要不要紧，但是我不讲就好像讲不下去这样。有一个人叫 Josephus 哦，他的著作里面66年的话，他记载说，在这一年呢，神启示了雅各。
And by 66, a author Josephus he wrote in his book that God revealed a James.
这雅各是跟那个主耶稣的弟弟那个雅各。
James as in the brother of Jesus.
彼得是很勇敢，后来他被从监里出来，他就到马可家。你们我想你们圣经熟了哈，在那个彼得前那不是使徒行传那里，那他就回去，那有使女来开门，哎，他不是来开门来开哦，是彼得他不敢开，对不对？这个故事有没有
？After
天使把他领出来啊，那他们就进去了。那后来彼得要进去之后，他就跟他们讲一声，讲一讲说啊，我回来了。然后就跟那些人说：“你去跟那个金子讲，好跟雅各讲。”然后他就走了，他就不见了。
That after Peter was released from prison, he went back to a relative's house, and the people were afraid to open the door for him because they couldn't believe that he was there. But then the angels let him in, that he went in to preach God's words with them, and later he just disappeared.
在这之前呢，雅各就已经是应该是说以组织来讲，就总负责了，已经。主持那个教会很久了。
By that time, Peter was the
不是雅各。
哦、oh, ，sorry， James。
彼得最勇敢，他没有。不要把彼得讲得太好。
James by that time was the main coordinator or the person responsible for the church at that time。
是雅各、啊。
It was James。
那一年呢，他就整个的耶路撒冷教会就搬家了，搬到约旦河边啊、哦。约旦河就是是。这是耶路撒冷，对，这死海，对不对哈？搬到约旦河东的这个地方叫做佩拉。他讲的啦，他不是基督徒啊，他是平常的历史学家。
In the year 66, then James brought the whole church in Jerusalem and moved across the river Jordan to the east side to the place called Pella.
所以70年，我们晓得70年是提多将军，提多哈，后来当皇帝。提多他带兵攻以色列人，就是攻圣城，70年把他打下来，死了差不多100多万人哦。但是那当时的 基督徒啊，那时候还是真教会哈，到这里都是真教会，跟我们一样真教会，我们同教会的都没有受伤，搬家了嘛，就还搬走了。
And the, up to the year 70, the attack from Tito, that the Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 AD. But the church has already moved by then, so it wasn't harmed.
但是70年过之后呢，就没有消息了。
But after 70 AD, the history went murky.
到110年呢，这当中教会很，就好像在历史上面很少找到踪迹。
And that from 70 to 110 AD, the history is not very clear.
但是过之后，主后72年，他们以色列人他们就跑啊哈，我们是讲圣城了哈，他们就跑到南边，一直抵抗到最后，他们跑到一个山。你们有看那个图片哈？跑到一个山，就是凸出来一个山岗上面，在这里主公司，到最后剩下960个人从路上那边来的。那提多一直打了两三年，在这边逐他们逐那个，就是那逐梯子啊，用土填两年，到最后把他这个城，把他们这个叫做马萨达 MASADA 攻下来了。
And by 72 AD, the Israelites continued to fight off Tito's offense. They kept going southward onto a place, an elevated plain at Masada, where there's only 960 Jews left.
到攻上去的话，里面人都什么死光光啊？他们自己，譬如说我们这些人对，留下十个比较壮的，把其他人全部杀死，杀到剩下十个，再分成两队。这边人把五个人杀死，然后最后留一个把四个杀死，最后那个自杀，全部都死光了。他们不愿投降，就是了，就这样死掉了。
那马萨达，
你问你去以色列还可以看得见。
The remaining 960 people did not want to surrender, therefore they massacred themselves. They committed suicide.
也是可见他们精神实在。我们倒不需要这样子了，我们可不可以自杀？我们不要，这是犹太人他们做的了。但是基督徒有没有这样？没有，他们基督徒已经 safe 跑到这里来了哈。所以这是犹太历史啊。
So this is a piece of Jewish history that it's a very great spirit that they have. But the Christians they have already escaped to across the Jordan, so they were not harmed.
到主后96年、97年的时候，就是一个。这种是翻成豆米仙了哈，豆阿米阿的仙，这样变仙了。豆米仙，一个皇帝，到这个他当皇帝的时候
，around 96 and 7 A.D. in this time frame, the emperor was a Domitian.
他也再次的皇帝逼迫那个启示录写启示录的那个作者，就是被放逐到拔摩海岛，有没有？那个就是在他当皇帝的时候把他放逐去的。
It was under the imperial persecution of Domitian that the author of Revelation retreated to the island of Patmos.
然后接下来有几个逼迫的国王，那就是Diocletian 哦 ，Glaurius。这听过这名字就好，记起来没有，可能没办法记。他们那迫害更厉害，全国性、全面性的迫害。
And there are a couple of more emperors to follow Domitian that also persecuted Christians very badly.
他们被迫害到最后跑到地下洞里面去。
That after they were persecuted, they forced themselves to build underground tunnels to escape the catacombs.
你们看过这个？那在罗马，这本来是罗马人哈、埋人的地方，埋葬人。因为罗马那个城哈、那个地基不很稳，所以他们不愿意叫人家埋死人，并且怎么讲？所以地也很贵嘛，对不对？他们就到比较郊外的，然后再挖地下。譬如说这是地，他们就挖下去，然后这边里面有很多通道。然后在这通道，如果这是通道的话，
Because the land around Rome was not very well founded, therefore they went about, they went to the suburbs and then they built these underground tunnels which are meant for corpses to be buried.
那就是这样，有时候很长啊, 几十公里长。
And sometimes these would be miles and miles long.
那在罗马城那个地底下，好像地下铁一样哈, 有500多公里长, 算起来那么长的一个地下通道。 那基督徒呢就躲到里面去。
And about the total length of it, the catacombs had about 500 kilometers long. And this is where the Christians went to hide.
那不见天日嘛，就躲在跟死人睡在一起这样子。
That they basically slept with those who are dead, and they never saw daylight.
那时候祸害是蛮大的。
And that time there was great persecution.
他们把基督徒抓来呢，他们就有时候人排一排，有一个那个迫害史是这样写的，就是迫害基督徒，他抓来呢就让你。 站一个，那问说你要不要信？这是人哈。
They capture Christians and would put them in one line, one row, and ask them.
那如果不信，好，你就可以回家了。
Do you believe in Jesus? If you don't, then you go.
那信的话就砍头了。
If you say you believe, then your head, you're beheaded.
那他看他信，那他好了，信了砍头。
Then the next person would have to see the first person beheaded, and he would have to answer the same question.
他看他两个都信，啊，要砍头。
And the next person as well would say he'll believe, and he would be beheaded too.
有一个比较胆子小的。
And the next one is less courageous.
他就不信了，啊，不信就跑掉了。
And he says, I don't believe in Jesus, and he was released.
那个跑掉那个砍的那个人啊，就去把刀放下，就站在那里了。他说，我要信了。
Then once the prisoner says he doesn't believe and he runs away, the person with the axe then stands in his place and says, I believe.
那后来另外一个兵来就要把他砍掉了。
And then later another soldier comes and beheads him.
要砍之前那个另外一个兵说，怪的，哎，你兄弟你怎么要信啊？ 因为他本来是兵嘛，说，哎，同事怎么换你要信啊？
But before he cuts off his head, he asked him, how come you're a soldier? You're just beheading people. Now you say you believe in Jesus?
他说，当我问一个人说你信不信，他说有信的话，他头会长光。
He said that when I asked someone whether you believe in Jesus or not, and he answers yes, I saw glowing from his head.
有光圈啊，光晕啊。
I saw some sort of halo on his head.
Nimbus.
Nimbus?
Nimbus, 好，有这个字嘛？英文应该有啊。拉丁文有 Nimbus 有没有
？I saw Nimbus above his head.
有什么这字啊
？Nimbus
没有啊。没看过。英文是啊，没有这字啊，应该查一查，应该会有。
Nimbus 好像是圆。
不是这，就是这个，好，就是，啊，所以他说，哎，砍了好几个，那刚好有一个空，刚好去，哎，他就有光圈了。
He said that after I behead so many and saw so many glowing heads that I wanted to be there and have that glowing above my head.
这是一半真一半假。This
is partial truth.
后来到中古世纪之后，再画圣人都画光圈了。
And when the Middle Ages, when they start to draw images of saints, they would use halos.
但是这也可以让我们晓得当时的基督徒受迫害很大。
At this period in time, the Christians were very severely persecuted.
那他们那时候就想说，如果你被砍头的话，一砍下去，你马上到天国去。
At that time, the reasoning was that once your head falls off, you go straight to heaven.
所以在逼迫的时候，就开始渐渐，虽然让所有人很勇敢，但是渐渐开始迷信。
However, during that persecution period, although their faith was great, but they started to have some superstition.
在软弱的时候会造成很多那个信仰的魔幻楷模。那一般世俗人就说什么英雄或是伟人， 但是对我们来讲是一那个信，应该说信仰的楷模了哈，魔幻让我们学习的不是什么伟人啊，不要讲什么信仰伟人那个。
That because of the great deeds that were done during that time for the sake of faith, that many people or deeds associated with people were looked at as heroes or legends.
啊，因为在当时的人不懂这道理，把很多人就捧成伟人，信仰伟人，所以对伟人就怎么样，崇敬。
And because
崇敬久了就怎么样，崇其变成心里的偶像。
That because they did not know the words very well, yet they had great faith.That after a long time of looking at these heroic deeds, they started to look at the heroes as idols.
所以从这个之后，1931年呢，产生了很多的偶像化的人物。
Therefore, from 93 to 313 A.D., there are many idols and images of idols produced.
起先，譬如说，哎，我如果被砍掉了，那我一件裤子啊，你说，哎呀，我们这兄弟这裤子实在。为了纪念哈，就把它拿回家了，对不对
？That
那时候就这样子嘛，因为那个兄弟那么勇敢被砍头了，对不对？然后他比如说一支钢笔好了啦，裤子再破好了，一支笔就说嗯，这支笔为了纪念就带回去了。
That people would start to idolize the things of the person who did the heroic deed, for example, submitting to be beheaded.
然后是一个项链啊，或是什么带回去了。
Items such as necklace or their clothing.
那久而久之，对这些遗物遗留下的东西，从纪念变成一种崇拜。
That from these items, from a commemorative purpose, it went to a worship purpose.
那在崇拜里面，人就在这种变渐渐变成迷信，从个人的迷信变成对死的人之后的迷信。
And from worshiping, it went to a superstition.It went to a paganistic worship.
所以从一个真教会变成在堕落当中，堕落的过程是从人的崇拜，一直到对那一些英雄事迹人物的崇拜，然后英雄事迹人物死了之后，他的遗物的崇拜，这样慢慢一步一步，在崇拜当中，在英雄化当中，教会在堕落。
That the true church originally was the true church, and it declined.To a point where idols were formed out of heroes from this era.
他们也说，哎，主耶稣的十字架也是很宝贵，他们就要去把那个十字架拿来了。
They also said that the cross of Jesus must be very precious, so we should look for it.
到了中古世纪，我讲结果了哈。结果在英国哈，在中世纪，在1615几年的时候，那时候全国不，对不起，1660啊。全国人家说英国英格兰那个那时候把全国所有的耶稣的十字架的碎片，他们说不是捡到一个大十字架，是说拿到一片木材，说哦，这耶稣的十字架，把全国的那个十字架碎片整理起来呢，他们说可以用5个大卡车载不完。人家说每个人都说哦，这是耶稣的十字架的碎片，它还有一块，它还有一块，把全部合起来呢，用5个大卡车载不完。意思就是说，后来就变假的啦，伪造的啦。
By 1660s, in the Middle Ages of England, people would have pieces of cross claiming that it is coming from the original cross of Jesus. But after they took all the crosses together, it totals to about 5 truckloads. So obviously, those commemorative crosses were not real.
还有在这时候对耶稣的家属也慢慢崇敬了，崇拜耶稣的家属啊哈。
And by this point,
耶稣是救主嘛，他的亲戚当然沾光啊，对不对
？And by this point, people were also revering Jesus' family.
有没有听过圣安娜？在那干枯旁边就是安娜海绵吗
？Saint Anna, like there's a fountain near Anaheim.
安娜是谁
？Who is?Saint Anna
是耶稣的祖母啊
，is the grandmother of Jesus.
后来变 saint 了，变圣了。
That she was recognized as a saint.
好，那耶稣的母亲玛利亚，她说圣耶稣的嘛，对不对
？Mary of course was mother of Jesus.
那耶稣是耶稣是神嘛
？And Jesus is God.
所以他是什么
？Therefore, who is Mary?
是神的妈妈嘛
？She is. the mother of God.
她就是这样子，那后来，哎，那她既然是神的妈妈，她就应不是平常人咯。
Since she's the God of the mother of God, then she cannot be ordinary.
所以她说，玛利亚有没有原罪？
And therefore, they say Mary had no original sin.
当安娜要生玛利亚的时候，她怀孕是也是圣灵怀胎的。
And when Mary was born, Anna also gave a virgin birth.
那现在他们这样信，现在这样信啊，不是讲，这是事实啊，是从这个地方来的，因为为了要崇拜耶稣，所以耶稣的家属当然沾光嘛，对不对？也一起拜啦。That
for the sake of worshiping Jesus, they associated and started worshiping also the family members.
你把他当总统，你当沾光出去，都要有人保护啊。
Like you, if you're the daughter of the president, then you go about, you have many bodyguards.
那所以安娜后来就也变圣的啦。And
Anna then was called a saint.
那玛利亚，你看他们现在有玛利亚后来没有死啊，就啊升天去了，好像以利亚这样子升天了。
Then they called Mary undergone assumption of many, that is, she also ascended.
这不是从这里开始，但是1950年那个炮那个第三次吧，还是第二次，他再次宣告说这是天主教的什么信仰。玛利亚升天，这是天主教的信仰。
And this piece of history is rather recent history. For in 1950s, Pope Paul III also reconfirmed this notion that Mary ascended to heaven and she ought to be worshipped.
So 看到你就进了你，那你说你有没有40天？你没有40天，你不要跟我讲话。那我就吓一跳，对啊，我们有40天啊。那我就拼了，对不对？一天、两天、三天、四天，大家都在拼命进食。那崇拜那个进食的英雄，刚开始是你有这种心智好，但是呢，变成一种就英雄崇拜就坏了。
In the beginning, it seems very little or a small thing, but the result is terrifying that people end up worshipping by association.
然后在这里面，他们就讲，后来就慢慢的演变哦，一砍头就会上天国，对不对？
Then they continue this notion of after you beheaded, you go straight to heaven.
哦，很多人都喜欢去被砍头了。
And many people would want to willingly go and be beheaded.
是的，人家没有叫到你，你去，哎，我信耶稣来砍头。
True, people volunteer and they say, I believe in Jesus, cut my head off.
在主后实在是这样子，第一就是96年一直到313年当中，有很多那个殉道狂，这不对的。耶稣人家抓他怎么样？溜了。 那个使徒人家抓他怎么样溜了，保罗人家打他怎么样溜了，主耶稣没有叫你说来殉道，没有，你脖子硬啊，也是砍下去，也是断了。
In 96 to 313, there's a lot of heresy that came about, and people would have false notions of faith. For example, Paul, when he was being sought after, he fled. Jesus never taught us to stay there and to offer our head to be cut.
为殉道是不得已的时候，如果你被抓去。 那个在迫害的时候被抓去，你要怎么样？要脱掉啊！不要一直要让他砍啊，他就把你砍下去。Only
when there's no other alternative for the sake of the word, then you sacrifice. However, you would try to flee so that flee from persecution.
然后他们就想说，哎，这样子的话，信耶稣的人哈，砍头马上跟耶稣像那个强盗一样，就到乐园去。所以不信的人呢，来砍头也是一样。
That they say that believing people after
就是没有受洗，没有听过福音，只要你说哦，信耶稣要被砍头，就逃过去。From
the notion of believers having their head cut off would go straight to paradise, just like the robber. They extrapolate that to non-believers. If they get their head cut off, they also go to paradise.
所以在这时候就慢慢产生炼狱说，炼狱啊。 联谊是不是？
差不多，
应该是这样子的哈。我英语不太会念，就是，好，就是联谊说。
And this started the notion of purgatory.
意思就是说，每个人信耶稣的，谁敢说他完全
？That is, whoever believes in Jesus, who dares to say they're perfect?
啊，不完全就要练嘛，对不对？火炼金睛要练。
And since no one's perfect, then they must train themselves. They must go through trials.
那你练要把你练，你死的怎么练呢？就到炼狱来练。要记住，炼狱在。现在我所讲已经堕落的那个教会的一个思想，真教会那时候真教已经怎么样？堕落了，变成这样子了。
Here we're talking about the concepts of the decline church. However, this decline church what came from the true church.
这已经不是我们真实教会了。
By this time, it's not the true church no more.
破坏你被迫害，有时候是好的。如果思想不正确的话，被迫害有时候对你也是不好。
That if you're persecuted for the right faith, then that would be a benefit to you. But if you're persecuted for the wrong reason or the wrong faith, then that may be detrimental to you.
So, in 天堂跟地狱当中，这是什么？烈狱。
Therefore, this purgatory concept existed between heaven and land.
那烈狱呢？就是所有基督徒死了都要来这边练，因为没有给完全嘛，你敢说完全没有完全了、啊，所以大家都来练。但是呢，当你当殉道者砍头的话，你就不会到炼狱来，一直要到天堂去。
Since, 所以大家the concept is everyone has to go through trials and tribulation in this purgatory to perfect themselves. However, if you get your head cut off for persecution reasons, then you go straight to heaven.
所以炼狱。你跑到炼狱去练了，他被砍头砍到天上去了，你也心不安嘛，对不对？啊，又是一体的，那怎么办
？That today we say we're united, and there's two people sitting side by side. One goes to the purgatory, one gets her head cut off and goes to heaven. Then how do you explain that?
然后他们就讲说：“哎呀，我们都是主内一家嘛，哈，那亲兄弟应该是不要明算账啦，就是大家。”好还是好来好去，所以他们说在天上呢有一个，在天上有一个功德库
reward storehouse、
嗯、他砍头有一点功德，对不对？功就存在这里。
The person who got beheaded would have her existence up in this、
啊、当时的基督徒有的、哦、破坏甚至被
storehouse，
因为基督徒说我们会复活，对不对？人家就把那身体哈、哦、烧成啊磨成那个粉，然后拿去撒在水里面，然后撒着说你在复活变成粉了。
So since they have the concept of Christians will resurrect, then what they do to dead bodies, they cremate it and they take the ashes, scatter on the water and call that resurrection.
所以那破坏是很大的。然后被磨粉的人，哇，功德大一点呐、啊。
And those who undergone this cremation process, they would have more of a reward in this warehouse, this storehouse.
彼得不是被打钉十字架吗？哇，这个功德更大。
Then Peter also was nailed to a cross. Then he would have a big portion of here.
全部存在这里面。
And they are all stored here.
因为我们教会是一体的嘛，对不对
？Because the church has to unite as one.
那这是地就没有话讲的啦，地就完了啦。那在炼狱的这些人，我每个人都去嘛。如果死的在古时候了哈，人家也送我去炼狱啦。
So if you die, you have to go to either of these three places. If you go to hell, then there's nothing else is said for you. But if you die, then you may go to the purgatory.
这是错误的思想，不对的。
All the this concept is very gone very astray from the truth.
那教会一体嘛，这应该是一体啊。
And they looked at the purgatory and the heaven as one.
好，先放这里。然后后来那个地上的那些传道人越来越大了，对不对
？Then the preachers at the time became more and more great.
使徒都死光了嘛，对不对
because the apostles have all passed away.
最后一个使徒就是约翰，学院那个启示那个约翰，对不对？
And the last apostle, of course, is John, Elder John, who wrote Revelation.
他去世之后，后来的一些传道人有的好吃懒做了。After
his passing away, his successors were quite lazy.
你们有看那个《十二使徒遗训》里面嘛？哈，有一些反应。那个里面说，如果有人到你家来要钱的话，不要给他。啊，那些要钱的人是谁？就是当时的传道。At
in the writings of the 12 the apostles, you see that, for example, it says if people come to your house to give money, don't give money to them. And most often, those people are the preachers who are coming to your house.
那他来只是来吃来住的话，不要超过三天，不然的话他赶出去。
And they even,
就是说那个时候的已经很堕落了，不是要去传道，是去动次是虚呵呵这样子。
And they even stipulate that if the people come, do not let them stay for more than 3 days. Because at that time, many people were going about, not preaching, but just visiting and eating off people.
但是当时的信徒也很单纯就是了。
At that time, of course, the believers were quite simplistic.
所以无形中那些圣职人员就地位抬高了。
So they start to look at the more important figures in the church structure, and they start to revere them.
是错误的.
And this is wrong.
耶稣说：“你们都是弟兄姊妹，没有人比较高，没有比较低。你要想当高，要怎么样？最做最低的。”
Jesus said, "You're all brothers and sisters of the same level. There's no high or low. If you want to be the greatest, you have to be the lowest."
好，在破坏之后呢？ 那些主教，起先没有主教了，就是那些刚开始那些传道，后来就怎么样？如果你管那个California一州，不是说管了，就是你一个人在那里当传道，对，后来就无形中变成什么主教了。And
the coordinators of the church at that time, they eventually got elevated to be bishops.
那后来就当主教长了。Then
they become archbishops.
那后来一些神学家也，因为不讲理论哈，就讲名字哈。And
later some theologians.
就是中文话是居普良啊哈。Cyprian.
他说，教会要围绕在以主教为主，围绕在主教的一个团体。 That the church has to be formed by a group of bishops.
他当时有他的历史背景啊。
He has, of course, his historical background.
因为教会迫害很大，那信徒流散嘛。然后这些主教有的比较勇敢，然后他就召集这些信徒来。然后好处是说教会不会流散，坏处就怎么样？变成主教变成什么偶像化，变成独裁。
Due to the persecution, the Christians at the time were rather scattered. Therefore, the good part of having these bishops was that they tried to go about and agglomerate the people in one place. But the bad part is the people, with their simple faith, start to look up to these bishops as worship figures.
后来就二元化了。英文是这样写吗？ 这改爱惜就好了哈。就这些圣职的人就跟平信徒，所谓他们说平信分开了，两层了。And
that the lay people would be separated in status from the clerics.
好像不沟通了。
That the communication between them has been cut.
不对的.
And this is not right.
然后这些人当然是大众了.
Of course, the lay people is the multitude, is the congregation.
都是一些神学家、一些理论家，越发展越高，到最后，他们就变成真正的控制教会的一些人员.
And the clerics are, of course, made of the philosophers and theologians. And as it developed, they became the controllers of the church.
好，他们就讲说，这些人员才有权利拿功德库的这个功德。这好像我们全教会人做储蓄在银行里面，那谁来去拿呢？就是 当然我们教会行政是说财那个管财务的去拿，但是这是天上的哦，天上有一个功德库，你做好事情，你帮助一个瘸腿的过马路啊，功德一点啊放在那里，你做一点施舍一点啊，要功德放在那里，大家放在一起呢，因为我们是全整个教是一家的嘛，放在那里，那放在那里谁去拿呢？这些主教们可以拿，只有他们有钥匙可以去拿这个功德库。
That's this faulty notion of having some sort of storehouse up in heaven. All the good deeds you do will have a part stored in that storehouse. And as it turned out, that only the clerics then have access to get anything from this storehouse.
那如果你只是他们所谓的神父，就是神职人员哈，可能就拿小一点。那大主教的话就拿大。
And if you're if you play a small role in the organization, then you have a small access to the storehouse. But if you're the archbishop, then you have a big portion.
这个就发展到中古世纪的什么赦罪券。赦罪券是从功德库支里要可以领多少钱那个来的，所以赦罪券哈。就是赦罪券是从这个功德库的思想演变出来的。
That indulgences came from this concept of having the storehouse.
啊，因为两极分开了，这些人，这些平常的人，要见神，要透过他们呐、啊。他们好像天国跟地狱当中人间的什么众介物啊。
Because
没有介绍，没有经过他们，不能介绍到天国去。他们像买卖房地产的介绍人啊。
The people were divided into, according to their status, that there now seems to be a channel required for the layperson to reach heaven. That is these agents who are the clerics.
那你去找中介公司一定要手续费嘛？那你要天下哪有白吃的午餐呢、啊、
？Of course, if you want to go through an agent for anything, there's a commission.
那他们又讲你要去这里的话，那他们就你要悔改啊，他们就一个什么告诫
？And of course, you have to, if you want to get up to the heaven, you have to repent first.
嗯哼，那有一个告诫，你就要说 penance.
You have to go through penance.
也就是后来天主教的七大圣礼之一，也是从这个发展过来的。
And penance, of course, became one of the seven major sacraments of the Catholic Church.
它这个有四个步骤哈，那就不讲了。
Penance has its four details.
你先要那个悔改。
First, you repent.
那要痛悔。Confession.
Confess.
然后再。补功 satisfaction、satisfaction satisfaction satisfy satisfaction 是不是这样
satisfaction
啊，在最后就是你的告解结束了，absolution 是不是
？And at the end you get absolved.
就是从 contrition 到 confession 那个 satisfaction 是不是在一个最后是 absolution、
okay.
我讲有时候好像也不是德文也不是拉丁文也不是英文都不是
the four steps
但是我的意思是要讲英文啊
sometimes I speak don't know what language I'm in Latin, German or but I'm trying English
好那就那你，所以他们在卖赦罪券的时候，就是卖这个功德库的券啊。
And when they sell these the indulgent tickets, basically they're selling tickets for access to this heavenly storehouse.
我一生都没有办法做好事，对不对？我就去买一张赦罪券。所谓的赦罪券就是补功券啊，哈，因为在这里有很多嘛，那都是他们在卖啊。那最好的是谁的？Papa的，对不对？
And if I can't do any good deeds in my life, then I have to go buy these tickets to absolve my sins. And of course, who are selling them are the clerics. And of course, bigger the position, more effect you get out of your ticket, and the highest, of course, the Pope.
如果主教的一张那个赦罪券可以赦五样罪的话，这个教皇可能可以赦五十样这样，但是它的价钱比较高啊，可以赦五十样可能就要五十块美金啊，它只有五块美金而已啊，它也可以卖，所以赦罪券不只是教皇赦罪券，那什么主教也可以，神母也可以，那神母就比较小，他可能赦一个罪，那就一块美金这样，那所以到最后教皇的最值钱，对不对？那卖的最好啊，因为你买一张就好，不要买那么多，因为它最大，所以可以领的功德库的功德也最多。
That these, for example, bishop would issue tickets that might be worth five forgivenesses, whereas the pope would have probably 50 or so. And of course, the price associated with these tickets would be different for the proportion that you get back.
所以现在讲一个结论。
So the conclusion here is,
经过迫害之后,
after the period of persecution,
第一个, 组织,
first the organization.
在组织方面就成为什么绝对化，就是绝对谁为大，主教为大。后来变成谁最大，教皇最大，组织绝对化。
That the organization had the element of hierarchy.
第二个。
Secondly,
就是他们的崇拜
their worship,
就他们敬虔的心啊，敬虔，因为人都是想拜神，谁想得罪神，没有一个人想不热心啊，他们热心呢被误导成为什么，成偶像化。
That their revering hearts were turned towards idol worshiping.
那真理学术化，我们下堂再讲啊！一起默祷。
And the truth we'll talk about later. Please pray in silence.